Stop two is the post at the end of the fence.
This part of the trail runs parallel to a large field on your right. Take a few moments to explore the field by making a sensory impression of this habitat. This is one of the activities that we'll ask you to do from time to time. Listen to the sounds of the field and breathe in the scent. Can you detect the differences between early and late spring? Fairly dormant in March, the field comes to life after the ground unfreezes by mid-April. The earthy aroma of mud season is more pungent than the grassy scent of the field in June. In May, note the light fragrance of the flowering wild crabapple and cherry trees. Can you detect the buzzy droning of the bees that pollinate the delicate white blossoms? Meadow voles, tunneling through snow and dried grasses all winter, now share the field with other herbivores. One of our only true hibernators, woodchucks, emerge from winter burrows. During the spring, they waddle through the field in broad daylight to fatten up on the rapidly growing vegetation. Eastern cottontail rabbits graze early in the morning or near dusk. They scrape shallow depressions called forms in the field where they bear their first litter as early as March. The herbivores attract predators, foxes, coyotes, and raptors. Listen for the red-tailed hawk's keer, keer as it soars overhead. These majestic hawks have a wingspan that is 4 feet wide. Birdsong increases in volume and variety as the migrants return. Tree swallows come back to Broadmoor in April. Dark, iridescent blue above and white below, these small birds hawk for insects over the field, catching their prey in midair. Listen for their twittering calls. Eastern bluebirds are lighter blue and have orange-red breasts. Here's their call. Bluebirds and tree swallows nest in the boxes we provide in the fields.
Before you move on, there is one more activity we'll ask you to repeat at various places along the trail. Let yourself become a sensory barometer to measure wind and weather. Also, you can be a human compass and figure out the direction you're traveling by noting where you feel the sun on your face and what time of day it is. Ready? First, turn and be sure that you are standing with the field and split rail fence on your right. Next, lift your face slightly to the sky. In the morning, the sun is in the east. It will shine warmest on your left side. By midday and early afternoon, the sun will appear in the south so that you'll feel it on your entire face. From the west, later in the afternoon, the sun will feel warmest on your right. Okay, feel that sun. In which direction are you heading? You're going south. Now feel the wind on your face. From what direction is the breeze blowing? Another way to test wind direction is to lick your finger, then hold it up to feel the breeze. Finally, what is the general feel of the habitat you're in? Cold or hot? Shady or sunny? Exposed to the wind or sheltered from it? Noisy and bustling or calm and quiet?
Now that you have an impression of the open field, it's time to explore the forest habitat. Please remember to walk along the right side of the trail, but don't step in the vegetation at the edge of the path. It may contain poison ivy. Stop 3 is a large oak tree on the right side of the trail, 79 feet from the end of the fence. When you get to the large oak tree, press 3. If you hang up, please remember to call us back and then enter the stop number. You may head into the forest now.